Today, we have our second podcast about our novelties. Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants. My name is Frederik Vollert, and I'm responsible for product development at Lubera Edibles. My guest today is Markus Kobold, founder of Lubera.com and also co-founder of Lubera Edibles. Markus, could you please tell us about our new blackberry varieties?
Yes, of course. It's a good example that at Lubera and also at Lubera Edibles, we are not only concentrated on our own varieties. If we find out there something which is better and which we don't have in our breeding, we are licensing it and producing it for you, for our customers. So, because both blackberries are not our own varieties, Blackberry Loch Maree is Scottish, as you can hear, and Columbia Star is an American variety from the West Coast, from Oregon, and bred by the late Chet Finn, a friend who died more than a year ago. And both varieties have a clear USP, a clear unique selling proposition. Loch Maree is a combination of ornamental value and fruit value. So you have a good fruit comparable to Loch Ness, perhaps a little bit smaller, and you have a very nice ornamental value because the flowers are not only pink, they're also double. And this is really nice. If you have a blackberry in your garden and you look at it as me from your kitchen window, you have to think, yeah, it's really nice with the big white flowers, and now with pink flowers and double, it's really nice. That reason of Loch Maree, a Scottish breeding. Columbia Star is a new type of blackberries. We are now almost all varieties in our assortment are upright and half upright varieties. And now this Columbia Star is a trailing variety with long, long branches, 2, 3, 4 meters, growing on the ground. And in spring, you take up the branches, and if you have two wires, you take it around these two wires to have a hedge. That's the reason we are saying all these are hedging blackberries. So the USP of this variety of Columbia Star is, of course, not the way of growing. It's the quality of the fruit, the size, and aroma. It's in my opinion, the best blackberry I've ever eaten. And also the core, which is, you know, a blackberry is in principle a raspberry with core. Also the core is melting, is very nice. So with this variety, you have on one side, you have the advantage in the fruit quality and a little bit of disadvantage in the growing habit. It's also a little bit of disadvantage, it's a little bit less winter hardy than the upright ones. But because the branches are on the ground, it shouldn't be a problem. So try it out. It's a new quality of blackberry. That's the advantage. And then perhaps you will be able to have a little bit more work with growing it. So that's about blackberries.
Thank you, Markus, for explaining us the new blackberry varieties. What about the new ficus varieties?
Yes, some years ago we have taken over an assortment of varieties which a friend, Gusti Berthold, has assembled, and we're working on it, looking for the best ones, looking for the synonyms, looking for the right names, and some we're also renaming because it's not clear what it is. And so we have two new varieties, one is Ficolino and the other is Two-Timer Original. So Two-Timer Original. And I think it's important original because we have many two-timer varieties. These are varieties which have the ability to have fruits on the last year's wood and on this year's wood. And so it's to have fruits in the same year in August and in September, October. And perhaps two-timer original is one of the best of this type of figs because they have a very equal quality, equal quantity of fruits. And but the fruits on the two seasons per year are very different. Autumn fruits are longer. And Ficolino is interesting because it's a compact variety, not by the way that it has short internodes, but by the way it's branching much more. It's also much easier in the production to have a nice branching plant with several branches. It's perhaps the easiest variety to produce like this. And in the mid and long term, because of the branching, it's more compact. Branching plus high fertility keeps the plant compact. And you don't have three, four branches going up. You have really a nice bush. That's about the two new fig varieties in the Lubera Edibles assortment. Yes, and now it's time for your Saskatoon berries. What about Saskatoon berries? What reason we didn't have Saskatoon berries till now?
That's very easy. For us it was a hard way to come to these Saskatoon berries. Saskatoon berries was for us very difficult to propagate via micropropagation. So it was a long way, and it was a hard way for my colleagues in the lab. And now we fixed all the protocols, the propagation protocols, the hardening protocols in the greenhouse. And now from 2022, we are able to offer Saskatoon berry young plants. One variety is Saskia Blue. It's a semi-early variety with big fruits. It has a little bit of blueberry taste in it, but also some notes of green, a little bit of green taste. This is very typical for all Saskatoon berries, these green tasting notes. The other one is Martin. Martin is it's an early variety with very big fruits and also very sweet fruits. But Martin does not have these greenish taste in the fruits. So it's a very interesting fruit because it's a very interesting plant, not because of the fruit. So the early flower is very impressive, and also the autumn color. It's a bright orange or intense yellow. So it's very good. It's a very nice plant the whole year round. So now we are at the wild fruit at the wild fruit assortment. Markus, could you tell us something about this new little aronia?
Yes, of course. Perhaps first I have to admit something. I don't like aronia fruit. Because, yeah, you see, I've already problems when I'm using this word. No, I didn't like aronia because two reasons. The first is most of the fruits you cannot eat directly, and I like eating fruit. And second reason, I don't like plants and don't believe plants who can heal everything, solve every problem. Now it's cannabis. It was once also goji. We will talk in goji yes. in a minute. It was also for a long time aronia here, aronia there, aronia. Juice, aronia, dried fruit, everything, everywhere, and wonderful, healthy. So I'm always a little bit skeptic when I'm hearing that. And yeah. But this little plant was, from the beginning on, very sympathetic for me because I didn't expect something. And once when I went to the rows, I saw it and said, could be something, because at 20 centimeters or 30 centimeters in the second year, it's full of flowers. So very fast fruiting for a compact plant. Because of the high fruitfulness, it's compact, but also because of the small internodes. And after 5-6 years, it's still about 60 to 80 centimeters, very nice. We're having fruit every year, very compact. So it's really a nice plant. It's really a nice low berry plant. And if you look at our low berry assortment, you have We have raspberries, a lot of autumn raspberries, good as gold, little sweet sister, and then we have a blackberry variety, we have a black currant variety, in the future also a red currant variety. It's a nice addition, and it's good to know that it's also always interesting to have some aronia fruit in a if you are cooking some raspberries, if you are doing raspberry confiture, it's always interesting to add a little bit of aronia fruits, because then they are becoming harder, or how to say, it's a pectin in it. You have a high level of pectin in the aronia berries. So a really nice plant, nice flowers, apple-like flowers, small apple-like flowers. It's not a long time, but a nice flowering period. And then you have these black fruits. Please pick them after some, not suddenly when they are becoming red, but when they have been black for a longer time. Only when they are throughout black or red, then they are ripened, and not when they are outside black. And now I think it's really a worthful addition to our low berry assortment, and it's, yeah, perhaps not my little darling in the that would be a nice name for the future for another plant which haven't yet been invented, for our low berry assortment, low berry little helpers with these healthy small black fruits. Yes, and when we are talking about wild fruits, we have another one, also a fruit sometimes you have to be a little bit skeptical, goji berries.
Yes, this year we will introduce a new goji berry variety. It's called Little Goji. It's not a 100% low berry variety, so therefore it's too vigorous, but not as vigorous as a normal variety. So a normal variety could easily grow two to three meters per year. Little Goji, yeah, it's growing about 1.20 meters, 1.50 meters. So a little lower than Instant Success, but it's nearly the same as Ficus ficolino. The main shoots are branching very fast and very easy. The fruits of Goji, Lycium little Goji, is not as sweet as other varieties could be. Little Goji is tasting like the first varieties we got on the European market about 15 years ago. So it has a kind of sweetness in it, but it's sour. It's tasting like green peppers or unripened tomato, something like this, with a little kind of sweetness, and also it's something like bittersweet.
But very healthy.
Yeah, so
it must be.
So former medicine you take to heal any kind of illnesses, it's not very tasting good. So that's also
I think this variety and so the other goji varieties we have in the assortment are solving the primary problem we had with the first or with the older varieties, which is that sometimes they didn't bear fruit. I have seen this type of goji berries. We named them goji monsters around my neighborhood, and so 3-4 meters high on at houses, and having no fruit at all, but enough of mildew. And so that's better with these varieties. If you are comparing the, so this is a compact one, and also rather compact one is Instant Success. Both have fruits every year, so no problem with fruit set.
Yes.
Which is the best eating variety?
The best eating varieties are at the moment, it's Super Success for us. It's a strong growing variety, so it could easily reach 2.5 or 3 meters, but it has, to compare it with Little Goji, Super Success has big fruits, and it's I have to say it's good for eating fresh. You can pick the fruits direct from the plant and eat it directly fresh. So it's possible. It's sweet. It's only a little. It had only a little kind of bitterness, but it's mainly sweet and has also a little bit these taste from green peppers. So you don't lose these.
If you are eating it, and it's fantastic if you are thinking about the health characteristics. Yep. Yes.
Okay. This was all our new novelties 2022. Thank you for watching and also for listening. And if you have comments or questions, you can mail me directly to frederik.vollert@luberaedibles.com.
And if you wish more information about Lubera Edibles, more information about new products, about new podcasts, whatever, please subscribe to our newsletter at luberaedibles.com/newsletter. Thanks for hearing Gardens Radio by Lubera Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberaedibles.com. Go on gardening.